The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the Good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bird's Eye View here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR Lee. I'm Jesse. I have Mike here with me.
Good morning.
We have Henry over in the corner, the big Hank. He's hanging out for right now. It is Thursday. We've had an interesting week since the last time we were here. There is good news. Because last time I complained about the mold in my apartment, and it is being taken care of.
I guess that's good news. So,
yeah, that's you know.
The good news is that Josh Billings is behind us, and
Josh Billings is behind us as well. Focus
up on the rest of the
Josh is cool. I'd rather
season.
Not have spores in my bathroom. You know.
Yes.
You know,
I always say that Josh is cool. I just wish it wasn't week 1/week 2 of high school football season.
Yes.
Because it makes me just a miserable logistical person.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you're gonna work 9 days in a row. Oh, never mind. Henry wasn't so happy about that one. They're taking care of. They re-cocked the tub. They're doing all the stuff, so it's fun. Yeah, Josh Billings. It was just this past Sunday. Had the grand return to Tanglewood, first time in a long time. Oh, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, first time since, I think, 2021 would have been the last one that it was there. And even that was not really, really a Tanglewood. That was just like a finish line, no party, I believe. Still in the COVID health guidelines and whatnot.
Yeah, because my first was 2022, and that was the first time at Camp Mackinac.
That was Mackinac, yep. And then it was canceled, and then it was back in Mackinac last year. It was kind of a...
It wasn't great.
Things didn't go well last year. So there was a lot of concern, really among participants, among committee members, general public, like a lot of letters and stuff coming in, my own concerns. And I think a lot of them were answered. A lot of the questions I had coming into the Josh this year were answered in the positive. It seems like it'll be okay moving forward here to at least 50. I know that's kind of the goal right now, is they wanted to get it back in line before. So this was the 48th technically, and then 49 would be next year. 50 would be 2027 then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the goal, is to get it back on firm footing before 50. Maybe 50, you know, pops again, and it's back up in the the glory day numbers that everyone talks about. Because I think there had over 300 registrations. I think we wound up with, in the high 200s of finishers. But that's, half of what it was, in its heyday, so to speak. So maybe this word gets out that it's back. It's back at Tanglewood. It's back with, the leadership seems to have an idea of what's going on. Things were pretty smooth, I think, throughout. I didn't spot any issues. I hung around at the after party for a little bit through the awards. Those all went well. Live music, kids race, kind of took part of everything, and everything was pretty smooth, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I was just at the starting line, but that was well done.
Last year, apparently there was a crash at the starting line as well. My biker didn't come back this year almost because of that. I think was a weighing.
Did that happen? It might have happened.
Yeah, because the team that won this year, their biker crashed like right away last year. So the team that won Berkshire Roll Off this year, the main paddler Joel Picos had a team lined up last year. He wound up having to paddle just kind of for fun, essentially, because the other biker I don't think ever made it to Stockbridge Bowl. So
forgot about that.
Yeah. And that, my biker didn't come back.
Their biker this year was very, very good. Helped him out in a big way.
Yes.
Duncan Clark.
Yeah, Duncan Clark.
Which was pretty funny.
Clark Duncan is the actor.
Yes.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Which was very funny because he was like very nonchalant about the course when everyone else is like, oh my gosh, it's so hilly. It's a hard course.
Yeah, we're not playing John Coffey.
Yeah, and he's, you know, does competitive biking and stuff like that. And then he went out and got second place overall. And so, you know, not too shabby when you can get that kind of a head start.
Yeah, it was wild. So Roloff won it. I believe they set a Tanglewood course record. Beat kind of Allen Heights, but from back in 2017, I want to say it was. Allen Heights did do it on the first go-round at Mackinac, and I believe beat that time. And the course is technically longer, but, you know, differences throughout. So this, I believe, stands up as the, you know, traditional Josh Billings course record. And I say that traditional knowing that, you know, the course has changed many, many, many times over the last 48 years. I was talking to a guy afterwards.
Yeah, going to be yelling at you.
Yeah, he used to start at the top of Greylock, I guess, or at the base of Mount Greylock, and then go through Pittsfield.
Oh, wow.
A few years ago, we had to paddle on Richmond Pond.
Went from north to south or north mm-hmm. to central, and now it's just like in the south.
It's just, a South County kind of deal now, but Stockbridge Bowl in the past has been unusable.
Mm.
Things change throughout it, but the Josh is kind of consistent here. And we hope consistent through at least the next 2 years, because that'd be kind of cool.
Get 50. The big golden 50. That'd be very, very cool. Everyone seemed pretty excited to do it when I was talking to them at the starting line. So talked to definitely a good chunk of new people or, you know, second timers, people coming from away, which was nice to see because it means that it's still, the word is still getting out there. It is still, you know, attracting new participants. So hopefully it can keep doing that. So that was this past weekend. Hope everyone who participated had a good time. If you were at the party at Tanglewood. Yeah. Other than that, let's see. Well, we've had some football, we've had some soccer, we've had some volleyball, we've had some news in all three sports. For football, Lee Monument was a 42-6 win for Lee this past Friday. I was there. It was a blowout. It was a couple things. One, Lee was just better. Lee was just the better team. Monument, it felt, was a little off. I'm not really sure why. They just seemed a little, you know, mentally just kind of off for the game, rushing, a little panicking. But it was a very, very impressive win for Lee. Their offense was dynamic, which isn't really something you say about Lee, but David Kirchner, who got the start at quarterback, threw 4 for 6 for 133 yards, 3 touchdowns to 3 different receivers, which was incredible. Not what you expect out of Lee, especially since he's a first-year starter. And Thomas Lucy, 62-yard catch and run. He ran for about 50 of the yards, just turned the corner and was gone. So very, very impressive on that one. Nice ball on a skinny post to Matt Myro in the end zone. Myro did a good job of hanging on to it. That was another one. And then deep ball to, why can't I think of the name, to Gabe Ranzoni in the end zone. Ranzoni just beat his man off the line. Ball, I mean, you know, yeah, hit him in the end zone wide open. That's what you need. And, yeah, that was the game. Dawson Reber, 10 carries, 92 yards, a touchdown. He was bowling people over, getting big chunk plays. Monument's run defense really struggled to bring guys down. Lee has a lot of running backs. This is kind of the main thing that we saw. That's what I predicted coming into the year. And it very much felt like Lee went, all right, in the first half, we're just going to pound Dawson. And then in the second half, they had, you know, fresh J.D. Reber, fresh Seamus Cooney. And that's kind of dangerous when you can have three guys who are downhill runners and you can kind of alternate them like that and have fresh legs no matter which half you're in. So that was that's something that Lee is going to use very happily. Defense, Seamus Cooney, defensive player of the week, 2 interceptions. Did a really good job. I mean, both of those killed Monument drives. So Lee, Nice big win.
So it seems like they were able to wear, the game plan was almost where we have numbers against Monument. We're going to wear them down. We have experience numbers in particular. Can they do that against Wekona?
Yeah, that's the big question. They have Wekona on Friday. That'll be an amazing game. Hopefully, Wekona week 1A gave Hoosick a great game, lost 36-30. They've had a week off. So will that week off give them time to get healthy, get right? Will that week off have given them a little rust, whereas Lee is, you know, fresh in the swing of things? Not really sure. That'll be an interesting question. But, yes, Wekona is young, starting some young players. They are not as deep as they have been in the past, whereas Lee is deeper, more experienced. Those are all going to be big questions. Wekona, you know, their quarterback, Gio Venable, showed some big things against Hoosick. Anthony Talor, their running back, was a really good runner. Lee's got a very aggressive defense, but Wakona's line held up admirably. I don't know why it was so hard to say. It held up admirably against Hoosick. So if they can do the same job against Lee, they should be able to make some holes in the ground game for Talora. Not sure if Jerry Bobrun is back yet, but if he is, that'll be a huge boost for the Warriors. And yeah, it'll be a very, very interesting game. It'll be a better test for both teams as well. We'll see if Wekona can say, all right, you know, Hoosick might be the best team in the county. We lost close to them, but we're still better than everyone else. If Lee can get a big win again against a team that has been, you know, a regular playoff participant. Last time these two teams played, 36-0 Lee win in 2020. Excuse me, 36-0 Lee loss in Lee in 2022. That was a year that Lee ended up going 6-2, but Wekona handled them in Lee. So we will see how things fare this time around. Basically, no one on the Lee team from that time is still here, and it's a new coach too. Keith Thompson was still the coach for Lee, and now it's Tom Salinetti. Kerry Campbell Jr., of course, is still the coach at Wekona. And then Pittsfield beat Taconic 24-6, a closer game than it's been in that rivalry for a while. But PHS 8-0 lead at half. And then, yeah, led 16-6, led 24-6. Xavier Southard, offensive player of the week, 146 rushing yards, two touchdowns, had an 81-yard touchdown score. Pittsfield is going to keep doing its thing, especially against Taconic. Eddie Ferris had a nice game, as I've been banging the drum on what he can do. He had, I think, 130 rushing yards. But yeah, Pittsfield's young guys showed out. They are going to have a much, much, much more difficult task on Friday, tomorrow. They will host Hoosick Valley. Hoosick Valley, once again, beat Wekona in week 1A, had a week off. So we're going to see how, you know, are they rusty? Are they in the swing of things? I wouldn't be surprised if Hoosick is a little sluggish to come out of the gate, because I can imagine them being like, we think we're better than PHS. You know, that's what happened with Wekona a little bit. You could tell they thought they were better. And, you know, even if they were slow coming out of the gate, and Wekona surprised them. So if PHS surprises them, that'll be something. You know, the youth on Pittsfield's line is definitely going to be a question, because Hoosick has a lot of depth on the line, and I think that's going to be the big difference in this game.
Yeah, I was thinking this morning about the quarterback switch, the Kamarion Kastner moving out to receiver, and I think it's going to be kind of difficult on defenses to, so if you have, you know, a good coverage guy, great. Against Hoosick in the past, you could kind of do your best on Quanell Bradley, do your best on Aiden Wicks, and live with it. If Kastner is what he kind of showed in the Wekona game, which was what, three catches, three touchdowns, something like that?
Two catches for like 113 yards.
A second big play, touchdown scoring guy out on the wing is not something that anyone really in Berkshire County typically has. Does Pittsfield have any shot at kind of having two guys kind of left on islands out there against a Quanell and a Kamarion?
You're off on one. Quanell is now tailback, so they actually don't have to worry about Quanell out wide. That's the main thing. You do have to worry about Aiden Wicks, and you do have to worry about Kamari Cashner.
You have to worry about three guys getting the ball. Is essentially the difference here. Yes,
but you only have to worry about them being thrown to two guys. I'd say the issue for PHS that Wakona didn't have to worry about is because Ben Payton was thrust kind of emergency into the quarterback role, so he didn't have a lot of time to learn the playbook to get chemistry. Now he's had an extra week to do that, and so you know he didn't throw much. He didn't look many other places than Kamari and Kastner because they basically had one route concept that he knew cold. So it's like, okay, now he's had a week to build chemistry with Aiden Wicks, to develop that route tree with Kastner. So that's where I think the danger starts coming in for PHS. What I will say is PHS has speed to burn. So they, you know, those big plays, assuming the guys are able to cover, are willing to tackle, are going to be harder because they're not, you know,
they can match up athletically a little bit.
Yeah, could be Wakona players off the line. Sure. That's going to be harder to do against PHS because they have the athletes to keep pace.
Okay. All right.
But it is, I mean,
makes me feel better about going to that game tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, Kastner, you know, it's still going to be, can you tackle in the open? Can you prevent the broken plays is how Kastner got those big touchdowns. So if they cannot tackle after the catch, that will be a big issue. Mm-hmm. We'll keep talking a little more football when we come back here, but otherwise, keep it tuned on WTBR and WSBR.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio. For the love of radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is Bird's Eye View, Jesse and Mike here. We were talking a little high school football, talking about PHS Hoosick, Lee Wakona, the two games, two big games. Tomorrow, McCann is also on the road at Mahar. Mahar's 0-1, McCann's 0-2. They had the misfortune of playing two of the best vocational schools in the state to start. Took their lumps. We are going to see how they can do against a team that is more on their skill level. Mahar's loss was to Monument, 34-6. We're going to see how McCann can kind of rebound. They're in the same league as Monument, so being able to play well with Mahar would tell us more about both programs and whether or not McCann is on the right path as it tries to rebuild.
McCann and Monument are no longer in the same league?
They are in the same league. That's what I just said.
So why is league play starting now?
I didn't. It's not. What?
You said Mahar and Monument.
I said that McCann and Monument are in the same league.
McCann and Monument are in the same league. Mahar is not in that league.
No.
Okay. All right.
So this would help us tell.
So yeah, if they're able to do, you know, a facsimile of what Monument did,
or at least give Mahar a game.
Yeah, then you feel better about their next five games of league play.
Correct.
Because historically, I mean like the last 3 years, Monument is kind of the cream of that league.
Yes, Monument has generally run that league the last 2 years, so that's why I was saying that. Moving on to volleyball, we've had some very interesting volleyball action. Mount Greylock has been the best team in the Berkshires for the last 3-4 years, and we knew that they'd be young this year, young but talented, but we've had some kind of wild back and forth coming across.
The Berkshire League has given us what we hoped it would give us.
Yeah, it's given us a lot of excitement. So Lennox, undefeated, beat Mount Greylock, beat Wakona in five sets, beat Taconic, beat Lee, beat Pittsfield, and Mount Greylock lost to Wakona. Then last night, insane 5-set game against Taconic. Taconic beat Greylock for probably the first time in 2 or 3 years. Pittsfield, which might have been the worst team in the league, then 5-set game against Taconic, lost the first two sets, won the second two, won a crazy third set, something like 16-14. So Pittsfield beat Taconic for the first time since 2023. Wakona has had, you know, they beat Taconic. They, like I said, we lost a 5-setter to Lennox. That was very close. They did beat Greylock, which they've generally been able to do that, but it seemed more confident this time around.
Yeah, they unseated them last year. That was also 5. So Greylock is now back-to-back 5-set losses, which is
pretty tough.
You would say concerning, but the coach up there, Greg Geyer, seems kind of, you know, enthusiastic about things, given his they have one senior. They lost, I think, 5 to graduation, another to transfer. I think they have another player who's been injured all season. So they're mostly sophomores running out there. They appear to be very, very good sophomores.
Which was the expectation for Greylock.
Yes.
You expect, even if they're young, they're going to be very, very good. He has the program rolling up there. But yeah, it's just they're gonna learn against some of the more veteran teams in the county, like Wakona, like Lennox. Lennox beat Lee in 4 sets. I was there. I think that was more reassuring for Lee, because Lee kind of had a weird start to the season. So that was like, all right, you know, they could play with Lennox. They're just young as well, and they're kind of learning.
Yeah, another program that is missing some key players from last year. But yeah, we seem to have some very strong volleyball in both Class C and B, as we've had over the past few years. So I don't know when. Do you know when the first iteration of all that stuff comes out?
Yeah, so the first power ratings will come out.
Is it this week? Is it tomorrow? No.
Next Tuesday. Not on Tuesday, but the
next
Tuesday
Friday?
After.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay.
Because if it's still the same as it was the last few years, it's after week 3 of the football season.
Okay.
So tomorrow is week 2. Next Friday is week 3.
Which is week 4 of the.
Which is technically week 4 because the MIA is doing MIA things.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah, so tomorrow is week 2. Friday after that is week 3, Tuesday, two Tuesdays is when the first power rating should be out, and that will be for all sports, for volleyball and football and soccer and all that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No. Because now that we're kind of in the thick of it here, and as I said, Josh Billings is behind us. But these leagues are starting to show us what we thought. So we were joking that we've seen Wakona volleyball way too much. But it's like, yeah, because they're playing all these local teams. There is a Berkshire League now. And we have, you know, 5 quality volleyball programs. Teams are going to get,
yeah. Something with girls soccer, right? Because it's like they're with
that's
the
another one
league.
That's starting to show us. Yeah,
Drury and Lennox and Monument and Greylock and Pittsfield and Wakona are all together. So it's like, all right, well, you're going to see some of these teams a bunch because they're all playing each other. But at the same time, it's good. They're all playing each other. You know, yeah, I think you've definitely, because I saw Pittsfield Greylock on Wednesday. That was the first time Greylock soccer, the girls soccer, got to play on their brand new field. Beautiful field. It has now skyrocketed Mount Greylock into the top echelon of my best places to see a game list in terms of scenic view. So they were technically DQ'd because they don't have a football team, but the new field is excellent. In any case, yeah, you could tell that, you know, they both wanted it. It was a very emotional game in terms of, you know, yeah, both teams were really going out there. Ended in a 0-0 draw, so PHS was very happy and Greylock was very mad. Especially because, you know, PHS is coming off a 2-0 loss to Wakona.
Yep.
And so it was like, we're looking for a bounce back. And yeah, Greylock was looking to just, you know,
just not get rolled through. Like Greylock has been kind of a
powerhouse.
Yeah, they've rolled through most of the county over the past 4, 5, 6 years now. And they're a reigning champion, if you look at it that way, in Class C. So heading into the year, yeah, it was kind of they lost a star goalie, their leading scorer, and one of the kind of defensive stalwarts that was kind of helming that defense that allowed almost no goals constantly. Yes.
He's a big Mount Greylock fan.
He's big Morris Scanlon, yes.
Well, Rowan Apatzos was phenomenal.
Rowan is, yeah. So the rest of that defense does still stay, Rowan and Maddie Powell being the key members there. But the goalie was a question mark. I didn't even know who was going to play goalie.
Harlan Castillo got a lot of shots on her because the Greylock offense was a little better than the Pittsfield defense at times, and so she just had to make more saves. Addie Cooper didn't have to do as much because Rona Patsos and Maddie Powell were just kind of out there doing everything. Mm-hmm. But she made a couple nice saves, and she had the play of the game because, I am now blanking on the Pittsfield player's name. Anyway, stole it from – it was Kayla McDonald. Stole it from Maddie Powell, and complete breakaway, one-on-one, and Addie Cooper somehow timed it up, dove forward, stole the ball out from under Kayla McDonald's feet, and – erased it, and you know, huge cheer on the sideline. If she does not do that, it's a goal. You know, it 1,000% should be a goal. And so that, you know, it's a very, very different game where PHS is now up 1-0 in the first half.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know, because she did that, it's 0-0, keeps things going. So yeah, she definitely showed some chops. And Greylock still looks very good. They are still in Class C, so we'll see how they can compete in Class C if they can defend once again.
Yeah, the and then we have, so Wacona may wind up being the best team if you look at that result. And then Wacona beat Pittsfield 2-0 just a couple days before this. So
I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsfield gives them a game next time.
Sure. Yeah, I fully expect all slept. Six of those games where those three teams play each other twice. I think all three should be, you know, viewed as high level, high play games. Wacona won't see Greylock until September 27th, so next Saturday. And Wacona, doing the previews, it was a team that you couldn't know much about because they were so young. Another one that lost a senior veteran goalie in Edrie Collins, but the thing you took away from Wacona was just the... This class is kind of, for multiple seasons now, this young class of lacrosse and basketball have been, we know the names almost, and it was just like, oh, can they also play soccer? And it turns out they kind of can. In particular, Brooke Harrington is looking like she's kind of going to be with Nora Lopez up there with Caprice Conyers as kind of the top attackers in the Berkshires. I would have said going in, Nora is probably would be my preseason MVP pick, just because she can do so many different things. But Rowan would probably be right there as well. Rowan's been, as a seventh grader, Rowan was like tracking the top attackers on Munson, like chasing them down. And you were like, this is the fastest girl I've ever seen. What's going on here? But yeah, Wacona clearly can put the ball in the net, and the defense was pretty strong.
Well, that's the thing with Wacona. Same with Pittsfield. You know, obviously Wacona beat Pittsfield, so we're looking at it a little differently. But you know, they were both in that league where they have to play, you know, Agawam twice and South Hadley twice and Minichok twice and all that. And so, you know, you kind of getting smoked. And now that they are with teams that they are competitive with, used to like your Wacona, and you're like, okay, they're you know, they can compete. They can
4-0. It's been a long time since Wacona soccer was 4-0. Pittsfield started, I think, 3-0. Same thing. A long time since they won three games in a season. So it's somewhat new ground for these teams, but the winning just has to breed more confidence, and then that can kind of push you over a hump of a team that should be better than you. That, you know, they went into these playoffs in the past with kind of miserable records. You're going to still face, like, Pittsfield Wacona, they're still going to face those teams in a tournament situation, but they're going to go in having experienced what it feels like to win 10 games. They're going to have a much higher opinion of themselves going in. They're not going to just maybe not just sneak into a playoff spot. So that can, I hope, go a long way towards once we get to PVISA tournament time.
Yeah, we don't have much time left, but talk a little boys soccer for a second, because
sure.
Similar deal, Pittsfield beat Wacona on the boys side yesterday at Curvin Park. Mount Greylock seems like the best boys team in the county. They kind of handled Monument Mountain. Right, no, the reverse. Monument Mountain handled Mount Greylock boys.
Monument handled Greylock yesterday, 3-0, yes.
So
but you know, last year it was pretty much those three. I mean, Greylock was the two-time now Class C champion, and then Monument and Pittsfield were obviously very, very strong.
Yeah,
but played in still... All three of those teams played in that league last year, Churchill.
Right. And so anyway, so it's just Monument and Pittsfield and Churchill this year now.
Yes.
Both taking their lumps, as both are kind of very new. Pittsfield must win game against Wacona. They got their win, first win of the season. 1-4-1 now. Wacona drops to 3 1 and 2
yep.
was kind of cool because Kevin Campo, who had a bicycle kick goal for Pittsfield, which is really neat. You don't really see that every day.
No.
It was awesome.
No, I was watching your video. He's a smaller guy.
He's a small
too.
Kid, yeah. lightning fast. Yeah. He's only a sophomore. He doesn't speak English, so I wanted to talk to him, and it was very nice because one of his teammates came over and translated for him. So I'd ask the teammate. Teammate would tell Kevin. Kevin would tell the teammate back to me. So that was very, very cool to see them kind of bond like that and all supporting one another and all that. But, yeah, no, good win for PHS. We'll see if this can kind of be the start of something. Like I said, not much time left, so thank you all for tuning in, listening to us. Once again, some big football games coming up tomorrow. PHS Hoosick, that's at BCC at 6 o'clock. Lee Wakona, that's at Wakona at 7 o'clock. McCann Tech at Mahar, that's at 7 o'clock. We're not sure if that's on a different local television station, but we won't promote them. In any case, thank you all for tuning in, and have a good rest of your week. Take it easy.